Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning there was peace, and in the end there will be peace. But what is here and now is war, not a war of money or land, but rather one of spirituality. So as our blood, sweat, and tears begin to blend into the rhythm of the drum, we are faced with one question. Who is willing to die for the life? Are you ready for the war?
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarael, of Beth Yahweh Congregation. And as always, I encourage everyone to grab your Bibles, your concordance, your notepads, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, and all those things that you need for a good study. And as always, I'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor as we approach another Sabbath day, another day in which you say that you will meet with us. Father, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. We ask of thee, O Father, to hear our prayers. May they be a sweet savor to your nostrils. May they be signs that there are some who worship you and praise you and walk in the footsteps of thy son, Yahushua. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to protect us from dangers seen and unseen. We ask of thee, O Father, to encourage us and strengthen us so that we can uphold your word, uphold your truth, and uphold your name. Father, we thank thee for choosing us to be strong and encouraged and well-rounded in your word. We ask of thee to continue to allow us to be lights in this world for those that are in darkness. And we ask of thee, O Father, continue to feed us with that light, which is thy Son. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to help us along. We pray in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, and our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom, Israel, and listening audience and family. This is yet another episode or session of Can It Be That Simple? And this session is really going to be very simple today. One of the things that the Father led me to is the title of this one, Sivan, and understanding some things that happened in the month of Sivan. He wanted us to remember or call to mind. And throughout the course of this week, I think Father led me to this particular topic was, you know, and in this day and time, many people really don't know what thus saith Yahweh. Even though things have been written down in books and we have all these, you know, different mechanisms to study his word and to read his word, but yet people still don't utilize them. And they're also not being taught how to understand what thus saith Yahweh. But one of the things that, you know, was brought to my mind was people don't to their families. People don't talk to one another, especially when it comes to various topics, especially about what people believe and what people understand. People don't want you to know what they understand. People don't want you to know what they do. Because ultimately, people don't want to be questioned in their actions and in their deeds. They don't want to be told that they're wrong. But when you're standing on the word of Yah, you don't have to worry about that. But one of the things that I also want to, you know, bring to mind is, you know, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 4 to 9. And this is one of the things that came to the Father brought to my mind throughout the course of this week. And it reads, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our mighty one. Yahweh is one. And thou shalt love Yahweh, thou Elohim, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command you, which I command thee this day, shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when I lie down, and when I rise up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates." He's touching to that, but in regards to, you know, what jumped out was verse 7. I'm going to read that again. "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy home, when thou walkest by the way, when thou lieth down, and when thou risest up." See, people don't talk about the word of the Most High or the word of Yah when they're walking around, when they're around different people, because we live in a society that doesn't want to talk about Yahweh. And when you do decide to talk about Yahweh, people get offended. Why? Because of what we've been learning in regards to the different isms and schisms and different idol worship that have been introduced to Israel. You know, we have nowadays, people don't sit down and eat as families no more because we're in a hustle-bustle world. Work, 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 work. You know, we put the kids in front of the TV, put the kid in front of the iPad. You know, we don't talk no more. And then one of the things that if we look at in history, that parents and people, always elders, were talking to people to pass down information. Information was passed down through communication from one generation to another. From one generation to another, people were passing information down. Information about the family, information about, you know, the trade, information about anything. Things were passed down through communication with one another. But we in an age where everything is iPads and iPhones and Androids and computers, and it gets to the point where people don't even want to talk to one another. People are texting each other in a foreign language to the point where they can't even write a letter to one another. because they're so used to writing in code. Just want to reiterate this, you know, going back to the Torah and the third month. Because one of the things that happened in the third month is Israel received the Torah in the third month. I'm going to Exodus chapter 19, and I'm going to read the whole chapter. And it reads, "In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mount, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." So this is, stop here for a minute. This is Yahweh talking to Moses, telling him to tell the people, look, this is what I've done for you thus far. I brought you out of bondage. I brought you out of Egypt on eagle's wings. And he brought us to him. Verse 5. "Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." So Yahweh is telling Moses to tell the people, hey, if you obey my voice and keep my commandments, you're going to be a peculiar treasure unto me out of all the peoples. Why? Because he created all the peoples. Everything on the earth is his. But what is he doing? He's picking you out of all if you obey me and if you keep my commandments. A precious treasure. Just thinking about, you know, you have, you know, I don't have no precious jewels, but I have a can with a lot of coins in it. And let's say I have one coin from a place that I went. Out of all the U.S. currency I have one peso. One peso. And this one peso sticks out. That's what he's saying to us. You want to stick out. Verse 6. "And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel." See, this is what he's telling his representative to tell the people. You want to be to me. This is what I'm going to make you. This is what I'm raising you up to be. Verse 7. "And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh." See, what did he do? He went and he gathered all the leaders of the people and passed this information on to them. And these people, these leaders came together and they made a conscious decision for everyone. And the conscious decisions that they said, they will do it. They will do the things that Yahweh said. Verse 9. "And Yahweh said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak to thee and believe thee forever, And Moses told the words of the people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. So what Most High told Moses, well, Yahweh told Moses, go, tell the people, clean themselves up, sanctify them, separate themselves. Verse 11, and be ready against the third day, for the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt bound unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourself that thee go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Rather it be shot through. Rather it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. Verse 14, and Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Yahweh, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. And the mount and Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the smoke therefore ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Yahweh answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on top of the mount. And Yahweh called to Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Yahweh to gaze, and many of them perish. Let the priests also, which come near to Yahweh, sanctify themselves, lest Yahweh break forth upon them. And Moses said unto Yahweh, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai. I'm going to read that again. And Moses said unto Yahweh, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charges us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And Yahweh said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Yahweh, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. See, this is one of the things that we as Israel can proclaim as our history. Hearing the voice of Yahweh speaking to us in this third month of Sivan. that oath that we make when we keep the Shema in regards to his law, statute, and judgments. This is what he gave us. Now we're going to go to another episode of something that happened in the month of Sivan, or the third month. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2. And before I read this, one of the things that the Father led me to, you know, to even come to read these was, you know, looking at our, what we're going through as far as Israel in this day and time, how we're in the midst of counting the weeks, Feast of Weeks. We just recently, you know, kept Passover. And these stories that we're reading, or the story that, you know, the story that I just read, or the piece of history I just read, was us coming out of Egypt. And that's one of the things that, you know, we remember from Passover, you know, the exodus from Egypt. But also, what we're about to read is another thing that we supposed to call to mind when we deal with the Feast of Passover, or this particular, the Spring Feast, I would say. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, like as of a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with others, with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongues, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellings in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, and Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Crete, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Yahweh. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show, and I will show ye wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of Yahweh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahshua shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yahushua of Nazareth, a man approved of Yah, among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yah did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowing of Yah, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Yah hath raised up, have loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David spaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Mighty One always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy ones to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the way of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Messiah to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of resurrection of the Messiah, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Yah raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yah exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, that Yahweh said unto his Elohim, sit on my right hand until I make thy foe thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yah have made the same Messiah for Yeshua, whom he have crucified, both Elohim and Messiah. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and baptize every one of you in the name of Yahushua for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Mighty One, even as Yah, our Mighty One, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his words were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praise Yah, and having favor with all people. And Yahweh added to the church daily such as should be saved. So I read this just to add to us as believers and us as Israel to understand what the Holy Spirit does for us, and understanding the law, statutes, and judgments, but then the Holy Spirit gives us another understanding of it, gives us a little more power to utilize it. Because as we utilize that Holy Spirit, we become more and more like Yahushua. So, family, I just want to encourage everyone to take this time to renew yourselves with Yahweh. Renew yourself with the Father. Renew yourself with the word of Yah. Because as he said in his word, he encourages us to be strong and be of good courage. So I'm reiterating what he says in his word. Be strong and of good courage, family. Strengthen yourself in his word. For his word has come down and has been around for a long time dealing with mankind. And his word will come down again to dwell with mankind once again. He gave us laws, statutes, and judgments. He gave us guidelines. He gave us rules and regulations to follow. He told us that we will be a peculiar treasure to him. The question is, do you want to be a precious treasure of his? because he has done two great things in this month of Sivan. He gave us the Torah, and he sent us the Holy Spirit in the month of Sivan during the spring feast. And as we've been just bringing down in modern time, as we've been in this quarantine, has given us an opportunity to slow down and ponder. But just like Israel was when they was in that wilderness, they did a lot of complaining. Are you sitting back complaining during this quarantine time? And it's only been about 2 months. Well, 2 months we've been in this quarantine, maybe going on 3. Are you one of those people that's sitting back complaining about, yeah, I need to go out here in the world and I need to spend my money up at the restaurant. I need to go to the party. I need to go here. I need to go shopping. Are you one of those people? Or are you one of those people that's sitting back and enjoying the rain as it comes down and cleansing the earth? And as that spirit flows through your households, cleansing your mind of all the filth and flaw that you may have in it, give you an opportunity to use his word to look at as a mirror, to get yourself right with him. As the beginning song say, are you ready for the war? Are you sitting down? Are you talking with your family, encouraging them and strengthening them in his word? Are you encouraging and are you strengthening other people that you may come across and sharing the goodness of Yahushua? Are you having those opportunities? Are you taking advantage of those opportunities? We serve a mighty one who created all things. And he didn't have to choose us, but yet he did. He knows our ups, our downs, our turnarounds. As the scripture says, he knows our thoughts before we even think of them. So family, as I encourage everyone to continue to study the word of Yah, read about all the people, the history of Israel. Because as we, the more you study his word, the more he reveals different resources where you can learn about him. Like recently, one of the resources that I've heard about it in the past when I first started studying this way, the Book of Enoch. I read it years ago and really didn't understand it. But now that I'm older and Yahweh's word, I've had more experience with that spirit that Yahushua sends back to me. So now when I read certain things like in the Book of Enoch, now that I can understand it a little better. See, that's what that Holy Spirit does for us. It allows you to understand what has been written beforehand. But you have to understand the basics. You have to understand the basics before you can start to understand anything. Get a hold of the basics first. And when you get a hold of the basics, then you'll be like, oh, okay, I got a solid foundation. Because the foundation is what you can always go back to. So like I said before, I went to Most High led me to these two particular chapters because of what happened in these particular chapters in regards to what we're going through, what season we're in right now. So family, this was a short one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together on thy Sabbath day. And I ask of thee, O Father, to open our eyes to the wonders of your Torah. Open our eyes to the wonders of thy Holy Spirit. May you continue to use us as vessels for your edification, O Father. May we continue to uplift Yahushua in our life. May we continue to use Yahushua as that light that guides us through the darkness, that lights our path. May we continue to use the example that he showed when he dwelled with us, how he knew that he had the authority to do something. But yet, he prayed to you, Father, because he knows who you are. And he knows that he has to pray also. Let us follow that example. Before we do anything, may we ask you, O Father, and allow you to lead and guide our decision making. Father, we ask of thee to continue to touch us and continue to protect us. As you said in your scriptures earlier, you have us under your wings. You bring us forth out of danger under your wings. You protect us from danger seen and unseen. You go before us and clear the path. These are the things, some of the things that you've said in your word, O Father. Open our minds so that we can understand the truth of that. Father, we ask of thee to continue to help our unbelief and strengthen us in your truth. Father, we ask these things in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon coming King. For it is through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to make it into thy kingdom. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May everyone have a peaceful and restful slumber. And hopefully this appetizer that you got this evening adds to your meal that you're about to eat. Or may this dessert that you receive, may it sweeten your palate after the fine meal you have just consumed. But always remember that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth in the Spirit. Hallelujah, and good night, Israel.
Heavenly voices, oh, heavenly voices, guide me, protect me, yeah. Heavenly voices, speak to me. Heavenly voices, speak to me. Heavenly voices, speak to me. Yeah. Heavenly voices, guide me, protect me. Heavenly voices, speak to me. Heavenly voices.